All right, awesome. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. So my name's Ruth Cheesy, and I'm going to be talking a bit about how we went through the process of changing a governance model in the MORTIC project. So if you haven't come across MORTIC before, it's an open source marketing automation. We've been around for about 10 years. I'm not going to talk much about what MORTIC does, but we've got a stand in H Block. So if you want to come and chat with some of the community, we'll be over there. I'm project lead for MORTIC. I'm also co-founder of the Women in Open Source community. You can connect with me on LinkedIn by zapping that QR code, but the slides should also be on the FOSDEM website afterwards. So if you need to check something, you can check all the links that I mentioned, and everything is up on the FOSDEM website. So let's start off by talking about what do we actually mean by governance. So in open source, for me, governance can be something as simple as like a few paragraphs on a piece of paper, or in a bigger project, it can be a lot more complicated. But ultimately, it's about talking about how power structures operate within your projects, how decisions are made, how interaction happens within the project, and also ultimately talking about steering the human collaboration and software evolution in your project. So where do we come from, MORTIC, as a project? Well, we were originally what I call a corporate-backed open source project, and what I mean by that is one company backing the project, and all of the governance is around that one company backing the project. So we were founded in 2014, GPL3, and in 2016, the founder created a SaaS company providing the software to enterprise. In 2018, we had our first ever community-led release, so it was the first time someone led a release who wasn't an employee of the SaaS company. 2019, the SaaS product was acquired by a company and rolled into their marketing suite, along with the brand, the trademarks, and everything to do with the project and community. And then in 2020, so soon after that, we started to make a governance model to make it clear what actually the company involvement was, what the community involvement was, and how we made decisions collaboratively. And this is what that first model looked like. So you can see at the top here, these pale blue are, they must be a member of the company. The dark blue colors are, they must be a member of the community. And then the gray ones here are anyone. So it could be company, could be community. So there was quite a lot of corporate involvement in there, mainly because the company wanted to steer the project and support the project. This was developed in collaboration with the community, but very much designed by the company to make sure that they still had a say in the project. So the key decision-making structures we had here was the company. So the company actually owned the trademark, and they gave the community the ability to use those trademarks. And they also employed the project lead, which was me at the time, and they chose the company representatives of the council. The project lead is hired by the company.